yourself. Just a little brief background on what we're doing this year. This is a new venture for us, and your Bible school choir has worked very, very hard. We're doing a piece by Felix Mendelssohn called, it's an oratorio called Elijah. It was composed in 1846. It was commissioned by the Birmingham Festival Society. So it could be we have sisters and brothers in the truth that might have sung this piece on its maiden voyage of being performed in 1846. The composer was 38 years old at the time, Felix Mendelssohn, and one of the most celebrated composers in all of Europe. Very talented prodigy from early years. So we'd like to share with you what it was like to live back in the early days when the Jewish people had no food and no rain. The crops were dying. It was really tough.
our prayer.
And kind.
from the soul us, till he destroy us, till he destroy us. For he, the Lord our God, he is the generous God.
Thank you. Well, what a wonderful performance that we've heard this evening. Give the choir a hand. I'm sure most of you were very stirred by that performance. It certainly brought back memories to me because where we go now, Elaine and I, to our home ecclesia in Picton. We live on an island called Prince Edward County, and we happen to live in a place called Carrying Place. And since I'm a little network time filler here, Carrying Place is where the Indians used to portage the canoes over. It's a short, perhaps from here to the back wall wide, and that's what we were called, an island. And so we go to the Picton Ecclesia, and we studied Elijah late last year and early this year. And certainly it always came home to all of us in the class that poor Elijah, as beaten up as he was and chased by Ahab and Jezebel, he had to actually leave Israel to find faith. And that's a pretty sad statement of the affairs of what the country was like under King Ahab and Jezebel, Queen Jezebel. So anyway, it was wonderful to hear the experience of the choir this evening and refresh the notes in my mind of what we all studied at Picton. So we're going to close this evening with prayer by Brother Stan Griffiths, before which we're going to sing hymn number 61 from your blue book. Okay. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Hymn number 61. I think most of you at the choir will know it.
Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we come before thee at this evening hour, and we pray that, yes, indeed, there shall be peace within Jerusalem, within thy walls. Father, we thank thee for this week that we have had to study thy word, to read from it, and to have our instructors instruct us in it. And Father, we thank thee too for the opportunity to lift up our voices in hymns of praise unto thee. Father, we pray and thank thee for the committee who has worked so hard to make this week a success. Father, we pray too and thank thee for the opportunity that you had us this day to allow us to witness the baptism of our new sister, Caitlin. And Father, we pray that you'll be with her in her walk towards the kingdom. Father, we pray to this day that you will be with the family of our brother Bob Jones as our brother undergoes surgery. And we pray too, Lord, that you will also be with the Tippmann family this day as our brother David has fallen asleep. We pray that you will comfort them as they mourn. Father, we pray too that you will provide us a safe journey on our way home, those both near and those who have a longer way to go. We pray for the opportunity for the rest we have this evening, that when we awake in the morning, that we may be ready for that journey, and we pray that you'll be with those who are in transit at this time. And Father, if our Lord does remain away, we pray that once again next year we may be able to come again to this Great Lakes Bible School. Father, we say these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.